What up though? It's your girl Tamara Dawn, and welcome to Tamara Till the Break of Dawn. Now, first things first, I want to thank y'all for hopping on my train of thought today, because you literally could be doing anything else right now, so I appreciate you tuning in. And before I get too far off into this intro, I definitely want to give a special shout out to my podcast fam. So make sure y'all actually check out them podcast suggestions in the episode notes. Last but not least, want to give a special shout out to Sniper T for this beat, and all his information can be found in the episode notes as well. So, now that we got all that out the way, let's get it. Hey y'all, hey. That was the fakest hey y'all, hey ever. I just need y'all to know that. Because it's the middle of the night here and I'm recording because I can't sleep, and I can't sleep because I have a lot on my mind. I tried to journal, that didn't work. So we're gonna try this because like today was a trash day because I didn't get sleep Sunday night. It's currently Monday. But man, okay, so I'm gonna be all over the place, probably, maybe, I don't know. We'll see where this goes. We'll see if y'all even actually hear this episode, to be honest. But I guess I'll start with online dating. That's gonna be a big hell no for me, not doing that anymore. Here's the reason why, and it's not because I got ghosted. Oh, no. Because, you know, I mean, it is what it is. I faced rejection before, but I'm gonna be... here's my issue. So, been single for 13 years and, have just really tried to focus on healing and not really, I mean, situationships happen, but that was more so falling for somebody who was my friend. It's not like I've been out here, like, intentionally trying to talk to anybody or intentionally trying to date, because I really felt like I needed to work on me. And, you know, then school, then y'all know my ex-husband was killed, so grieving, just all these things that have just kind of been more pressing. So then it's like when I made the decision that, okay, now I'm gonna try to, you know, get out here and whatever. And maybe it wasn't the wisest thing to try to make that decision in the middle of a pandemic, when really the only way to do things is online right now. That being said, though, hell nah, I'm not doing this no more. I can't with, like, I don't know, I just can't. It's just, it feels too forced, and that's why I've never liked it before. I don't like forced interactions. What I say, it has to feel genuine. It has to be genuine. Like, I can't flirt. I can say stuff that is truth that will sound good to you. Yes, like, if I tell you, you got a nice smile, I'm not telling you that because I'm trying to flirt with you. You really got a nice smile. If I tell you whatever, that's because that's how I'm really feeling it. And I'm a poet, so I can make it sound good, but it's not flirting. It's just me spitting facts, like I always tell J-Book. Sorry. Anyways, so I just cannot with online dating at all. I'm over that. And then I was like, man, it'd be almost better for me to hop in somebody DMs on Twitter, because at least these are usually people that I've had other conversations with or whatever. I'm not saying I'm not gonna do it, but I'm not saying I am doing it. What I'm saying is online dating is a big hell no for me. I mean that in my soul. Like, matter of fact, when I'm done recording this, I'm about to delete the apps. I haven't like done anything with them. Like, honestly, ever since I got ghosted, that just made me pause, because I'm just like, who wants to be like, dog, I'm 40 years old. Like, and I say that a lot because that just seems hella grown to me, and I know there are people that are older or whatever, but it just seems like I'm not about to be playing with y'all. Like, I'm funny, petty, I like to laugh, and I'm a storyteller, and if you should know that by the show, but if you've ever interacted with me, like, I live for moment, like, and this is real, like, I live for the moments that are going to be a great story that you could retell over and over and over, and I like to let people feel where I'm coming from, and all that good stuff. But I don't play games, and I'm not gonna make you think I'm interested in you, and I don't feel like filtering through all that bull, you know what I mean? I don't feel like having to tell grown men you shouldn't be trying to just go straight to sex. Maybe that's what you're on, and that's cool, no judgment, everybody, that's on you, but you should, like, know whether or not a female's on that, and I can't do it. So that's where I'm at with that. This freaking pandemic, like, bruh, I don't know. The other day I just reached this point where I'm tired of working from home. And I'm weird like that. Like, I'll just do stuff and do stuff and do stuff, and then I'll get tired of it. And then I'm like, okay, I'm over it. I don't want to do this no more. And that's kind of where I'm at with working from home. I'm just tired of, like, home and work and my kids is just all one big mesh. Like, they come in my room when I'm working, which, I mean, it is what it is. I'm not like I love my kids, obviously, but it just, I feel like there's no sort of separation between anything. Everything is just, I don't know, all together. I'm home a lot. And I'm just like, bruh, and it ain't even just the home. Yeah, I don't know, it's that. And then it's like, somehow I've gotten back to this, I had got to this point of wanting to, like, numb how intense I feel things. But what I realized is, and it doesn't matter what I was doing, it doesn't matter. The reason why I don't talk about certain things and, like, name it specifically is some of it, actually a lot of it is, I don't ever want anyone to feel like something that they do, I'm trying to say it's bad for them just because it's something that's not the best thing for me. So that's why I kind of am vague when I say stuff like that. Just because, you know, this is about my life. Whatever you get from it, cool. But I'm not trying to have anybody listen to a show and feel like they were tore down or feel like whatever. Because, you know, that's just not who I am as a person. But I had got back to that point for a few months, actually. And it's funny because I was talking to Autumn and Jay Boog about this recently, and somebody else might have been on there, but for sure I know they was on there, and I was telling them how, like, you know, I'm the kind of person that, I think it was them, I hope it was them, but if it wasn't, Jay Boog of all people, she could let me know that it wasn't her. But anyways, wait, what? Oh, my bad. So, I'm the kind of person that if I feel like something's, like, I'm too dependent upon it, except coffee, because I'm cool with that. But other than coffee, like, if I feel like I become too dependent on anything, I'm just like, nope, I'm done with it. So, that's just kind of the point I've reached at where I'm like, okay, you gotta not try to suppress it, not try to ignore, you know, just, I don't know, man, like, leading up to my birthday, so leading up to June 27th, in case you're new, I just kept feeling like something bad was gonna happen, and, you know, it's not, nothing, like, terrible, you know, or traumatic happened. But it's just, like, I've just been having that, even more so, like, this anxiety of something is going to happen. I don't know why. I don't know if it was because the death anniversary, you know, was June 29th of the girl's dad. And so maybe it's just this time of year, you know what I mean? Because to be honest, we buried him July 10th. So it's like there was a bunch of stuff going on in July, not this year, 5 years ago. Let me clarify. I don't know if it's just this time of year is triggering. I don't know if it's the pandemic. I don't know if it's that my kids are at this weird stage. I just feel like I'm having a midlife crisis. Like, multiple times recently I've said, like, who am I right now? What is happening? I don't understand my life. I don't understand the world. Like, nothing makes sense right now. And it's little things, like some little, like us living in an apartment. Okay, that's not a big deal. It's weird. I struggle with change and, you know, it's weird. You know, apartment buildings are weird because it's like you're all in your own apartment, but then you're all in the same building. So it's like there's people right there above you, beside you, and all this stuff. But then it's like it's your own little private area. But it's weird. Like, it's not like they could just get in my house. They ain't got no key. But I find myself honestly more paranoid about that living in an apartment than I did living in houses, when it's probably more realistic that that would happen. So there's that. There's the fact that, you know, I work in the social work field, and for the first 9 years of me working in this field, I worked frontline with whatever population of people we were serving, because I've had different jobs. And then now, you know, I got that promotion a few months ago, and I'm not dealing with the population of people we serve at all. And it's what I wanted. Like, this is the job I wanted. I literally applied for it like four times or something like that to get it, and then like trained and all these things so that I could interview well and have experience and blah blah blah, so that I could get it, which, yeah, it worked out. And I love what I do. I love the autonomy I have in my day, where I get to like know the tasks that I have to do and decide what I want to do, when I want to do it, how I want to do it. You know, even if I wasn't working from home, it would still be that way for the most part. I mean, you know, you have meetings and whatnot, but it's not like a ton of other people really, you don't have a ton of, I don't know. It's just different though, because this is not what I'm used to, what I normally did. And I love it, don't get me wrong, but I just struggle with change. So then there's that. And then the van that I had, the transmission went out, and I wasn't about, I never wanted a van in the first place. It's so funny. And then I was given two, super grateful for them. And me and the person who, gave it to me laughed about the fact that then I, you know, the van or whatever. But then when the transmission went out, I didn't want to spend a whole bunch of money trying to get it fixed. Plus, my kids are older, and I'm like, I was already kind of thinking like, man, I don't really know if I really need a van anymore, because the reasons that I was okay with it don't exist as much. Excuse me. So, traded it in, got a little SUV or whatever. Great. Love it. But it is change. That's a lot. I mean, it's just like, and then on top of that, the entire world is, I don't even know what's happening. Like, it's just, so I just feel like maybe it's all of that. I don't know, but that's just kind of where I'm at. And then, do I want to talk about this? So, excuse me. I guess I'll go here. I'm trying to think if I actually really, really, really want to talk about this right now. I guess I will go here. So, back to the whole dating thing. So, like I said, I've been single for 13 years, which, side note, here's where people irritate me. And I told my mom this the other day, because it's like, I've been single for 13 years and I've chosen to not be out here trying to, like, after my divorce, I wasn't like trying to be in a rush to date. I have obviously never been in a rush. I have not had a relationship since then. And then once I started talking about online dating and stuff, which of course I'm going to ask, do you have suggestions, tips, whatever, because I ain't never online dated before, ain't going to do it again either, but I ain't never did that before, so I'm trying to see, like, what type of advice can y'all give me or whatever. And I got to remember that when you invite people in, man, that's why I don't invite a lot of people in, because a lot of people don't. They just, I don't know, and maybe it's just on Facebook that it's like that. It's kind of like, I feel like sometimes people just talk to be heard, but they're not really trying to understand what I'm saying or talking about or whatever, and I said it last week, it irritates me, but I don't explain myself. I just kind of let y'all think whatever, feel whatever. It is what it is, because when it comes to Facebook, y'all know me, so if you really, you know, whatever, you should be able to message me or something, maybe call me, you know, whatever. But with this whole dating thing, and people are like, oh, don't be in a rush, or somebody, and it's like, where do you get I'm in a rush from? I've been single then longer than anybody I know. What you mean, don't rush? No, I ain't in no rush. Just because now I'm deciding to actually do something doesn't mean, like, it's like people act like I just got out of a relationship and I'm trying to jump into something else. And this is where it used to drive me crazy, being misunderstood. And to some degree it does, depending on who it is and what it is and whatever, but for the most part, I don't care as much anymore. But it's always when it comes to the relationship and the issues of my heart, that's where I get a little bit more like, bruh, shut up. But then again, I can't feel that way if I'm the one who invited y'all in by making a status on Facebook saying, hey, what advice, or, you know, on Twitter, whatever. And I do a lot of stuff because that inspires content for the show too. But at the same time, I just like to have random conversations. Like, my degree is in psychology. I wanted to be a family therapist, and I'm not, obviously, but the most fascinating part of psychology when I was studying it was everything related to interpersonal skills and relationships, which y'all should definitely be able to tell, because that's all I talk about on this show in different forms or whatever. And so it's kind of like, I don't even know what's wrong with me, like, and I don't even know where I was going with that. I do feel a little better though, actually, just kind of getting this stuff out, so maybe I needed to just talk it out, whatever. But with this whole see, the good thing about the 13 years of staying single is that I really didn't have an actual, like, desire to be in a relationship. Like, sure, I had these situationships where it's like, oh, you the homie, oh wait, oh shoot, you know what I mean? But it's not like I ever was intentionally trying to be around this person to date them. It's just, you know, you caught feelings or whatever. But I'm at this point right now in my life where it's like, it's a strong desire, and then it kind of drives me crazy because I don't like to, like, everything else in my life that I've ever really, really wanted, I could work hard for it and make it happen. Pretty much whatever I've actually desired. Too bad the stuff I desire is more so like a creative outlet, or you know what I mean, like the specific profession I'm in. Like, too bad the things I've desired weren't things that could make me rich or whatever, but I'm just, it's not like I don't like money and I don't like nice things, but things that have purpose mean more to me. And so, but this is a desire that it's kind of like, I can't force this. I can't make this happen. You can't, you shouldn't jump into relationships with just anybody. So then it drives me crazy. And there's actually this proverb, which I'm actually going to read it to y'all just so y'all, because it just, sorry, I'm hitting stuff, really like speaks to where I'm at. But it says, unrelenting disappointment leads to heartsick, but a sudden good break can turn life around. If you happen to want to look it up, it's Proverbs 13:12, Message translation. And that's literally where I'm at. This unfulfilled desire, it's starting to drive me crazy. And I hate, and I told a friend this the other day, I hate when people will say, oh, when you don't think about it, or when you don't worry about it, or when you whatever, that's when things happen. With, it could be anything, it don't have to be a relationship. That's a lie. Like, that's a lie for my life. That ain't how it goes for me. For me, how it goes is, man, I'm cool with stuff, because I just kind of accept, you know, kind of whatever cards I'm dealt, and I just kind of try to make it work the best I can and have a positive attitude and whatnot. And then I just kind of cool. And then something will start driving me crazy, and it's like, okay. And it's almost like that squeaky wheel, because then it gets louder and louder and louder, and then I got to put some oil on it or do whatever it needs to shut it up. That's how it works for me. So that's what speaks to that. Unrelenting disappointment, or in a different translation, it says, y'all might not have came here for Bible study, but sorry, this is what I'm at. The other part is, it says, hope deferred makes the heart sick, but a dream fulfilled is a tree of life. Same thing, just, you know, a little bit different. And it's like, that's where I'm at right now. It's like, I have this desire, like literally everything else in my life is, okay, not perfect, but everything else in my life is more settled. Even my youngest, which I've talked to you about the struggles with her, like, she's doing so well right now. She sees a therapist every week, and she has for months. She just actually got a job recently. And so I think with her, I think we all as a family, coming right up to the 5-year mark for their dad's death, I think part of it for me was just because I'm big on milestones and important, I don't know, kind of like memories and celebrations and whatnot. And with it being my 40th birthday, which was 2 days before his death anniversary, I just kind of felt like, man, this cannot, you only get one 40th birthday. So I just was kind of like, in my mind, I was thinking, for this day, I'm just going to like set all this down, kind of, you know, and just make it about me and happiness and joy. And then my friend happened to get married on my birthday, and so I'm celebrating her wedding, and my birthday was a movie. I just really like saying that. But anyways, I ain't going to tell. Yeah, my birthday was fun, though. So, like, I just feel like something about that shifted us, where my youngest said she, you know, just decided that she wanted to stop being angry. I didn't realize she was actually angry at her dad. Like, why would you leave me? Which, it makes sense, but I didn't know that's where the anger stemmed from. And so, you know, she's doing good, and I'm doing what I've been wanting to do with my life. I have been wanting to get into like staff development and training, and that's what I do in addition to like quality assurance. But it all kind of goes together because I am a huge person who is very passionate about professional ethics and work being done the way it's supposed to be, and you know, just doing your job and doing what you're supposed to do, and then doing it well and all these things. So I'm finally doing what I want, and this creative outlet, this podcast, has been just such a huge blessing, just because like right now I can't sleep because a lot is on my mind. So I could literally just sit on this mic and pour out my heart, and for some reason y'all keep listening to me, and I appreciate it. But beyond that, and I say this all the time because I genuinely mean it, especially right now in the middle of a pandemic where I really can't go anywhere, where I'm really home all the time practically, and I'm a social person. Like, I like to be around people. I need people. Y'all should be able to tell, as much as I be tweeting and whatnot and trying to get y'all to engage, because that's what I like. So I just, man, super duper appreciate the podcast community, because like I've made friends, and I could actually feel like I could say that, like, I've made friends. Like, there are people that I talk to outside of social media. Like, I have their number, or we'll have Zoom calls or whatever and interact. And it's not like we're just talking about podcast stuff. We're talking about whatever comes up, you know what I mean? And so, like, everything is well, I guess. I mean, not really. How can you really say that in the middle of 2020? 2020 is trash. But amidst all that, it's like things are well, though. Like, there's nothing pressing or a super duper crisis in my family's immediate life, you know? There's just the stuff we're all going through collectively as a planet, you know what I mean? But me and my family, we are finally, because it wasn't like that. We've gone through a ton since their dad died. But we're finally, it's like we finally came out of that. And so I'm more settled. And then that's, I don't know, it's just weird. And that's just kind of where I'm at. And then, yeah, it just, I don't know. I just don't like to desire things that I'm not sure how to go about that, or, you know, I don't really know. I don't know, but it ain't online dating. That's not the move for me at all. I do feel better, though. So, yeah, I'm gonna go ahead, though, and cut this short, because it is, okay, not short, but I am gonna go ahead and go, because it is 2:00 in the morning, and I actually do feel better. Maybe I just needed to pour all that out, because, like I said, I've just felt so anxious, and just almost paranoid, and it's just kind of weird, because that's not, I mean, anxiety is something that I struggle with different scenarios and different things. I'd say probably more so social anxiety than anything. Like, I do spoken word, but I don't like speaking in front of crowds, and yeah, but, I don't know. So I do feel better, and I, as always, appreciate y'all listening. I guess my encouragement for you this week is just make sure you're taking care of yourself. Make sure you're doing what you gotta do to be good mentally, physically, spiritually, all that. Like, all those things are important, and I personally strive to every day do something to kind of like for the well-being of not just one of those parts, but all of those parts of me. And so that's my encouragement to you, because, I mean, it's kind of like we can't control what's going on out in the rest of the world all like that, but we can control how we respond to it. And though sometimes, like today, you have a bad day or bad days or whatever, and that's okay. That doesn't mean, I don't know, just keep pressing, you know what I mean? Try to look at the bright spots, which that's usually what I try to do. But then when you are struggling, try to figure out why, take note of that, and whatever coping skills you have, you know, execute them, because I don't know. We gotta be healthy. We gotta be whatever. Yeah, so I guess I'll end on that note. So go ahead and have a good rest of your day, night, and all that good stuff. Thank you so much for listening to me rant. Definitely appreciate it. Definitely appreciate y'all continuing, especially the people who, like, actually, because it's like, I don't really, like, I know some people who listen when they say something, but then sometimes I'm kind of surprised, because all you see is, oh, you have so many downloads. So I do love when people talk to me about episodes and talk to me about stuff, because I don't know. I just do. I just like people. I just like interacting with people. And Twitter, more so even than Facebook. But I still mess with my Facebook because that's my family and whatnot. But I don't know. I'm going to go ahead and go, because now I'm rambling, even though I said I was done. So, okay, bye. So first things first, shout out to Sniper T for this beat, and all his information can be found in the episode notes. Now, like I say on social media, I want y'all to interact with me. So here's a few ways you can do that, and the links and whatnot to all these methods are in the episode notes as well. Now, you can leave me a voicemail. Call 720-457-4022. You can email me. Hey, y'all can follow me on Twitter, follow me on Instagram, and I'll follow you back. And then you can go ahead and slide in the DMs, just not on no weird stuff. You can also like the Facebook page, and the link on there goes to my email as well. Now, what I need y'all to do is pay attention on my socials for when I ask for feedback for the Thoughts to Ponder episodes that air every other Monday, because the reality is that y'all feedback is what makes those episodes dope. So, leave me a voicemail, follow me on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, or email me. Just holla at your girl.